forget that. Good day. Good day. Good day.
Good day.
Good day. Good day. Good day. How are we doing? It's Monday. It's the Doug Steffen Good Day program. I am Mrs. Steffen. She is Mrs. She's Ms. Ms. Horn.
That's what all of us feminists call ourselves, Ms.
Ms. Horn.
Yes.
Let's see, Monsieur Kessler is here.
Monsieur.
Ms. Fasinelli.
Hello.
Is here. All right, so we are all together. Richie has gone someplace. Where'd he go? Is this
the
another
beach, I think we decided.
He's, you know, under the circumstances with his treatment, he's doing quite well.
Yeah.
The doctors told him that he would be tired for weeks at a time, and he seems to, after he has his treatment, go downhill for four or five days, and he comes back
the
up again.
The week after is kind of icky, yeah, but then he's okay.
Showing up here, and that's a cool thing. His brother's getting married, so that appears to be a week-long celebration.
Well, maybe the brother
culminated.
Did already get married over the weekend, you think?
I think it's next week. But anyway, he's not
in
here.
In any case.
So we have four on the team today, and the most important person on the team right now for a few moments.
Right now,
is the queen
only
of cheap who has
get
some deals today. All right, so hot. Let's get the story from Ms. Hotness.
Oh, let's see. We have free entrance to the national parks coming up. We got 1 cent wedding bands. You heard that right. Just wedding bands just for a penny.
What kind of music do they play? Oh, are you talking about something else?
Three Dog Nights, Joy to the World, yes.
Really?
No. We've got a free $10 gift card with Amazon Prime, and Plink, also free $10 gift card, will tell you how to get all this stuff.
All this stuff. All right, so the item, I was just, well, we were talking a little bit about your public health profile. How many people have all of their records, their health records? Do you have, I have a big thick folder of all of my work for the past like 40 years, all every year, or sometimes I have two checkups a year, but I have all of those together in a big file. I don't know. It's online someplace. At least each doctor has probably some of the things up the earlier doctors. But for the last 10 years, medical
That's
records
have
been
important. Yeah.
Kept. Yeah, it is. It's not really important to have the old stuff. So now the question comes up as to whether Twitter can be mined for information on what's going on in your body or what your health record is all about. There's a Google data scientist named Adam Sadlick, who led a team at the University of Rochester that developed a machine learning system that asks which restaurants should you avoid today. And part of that comes from information that basically suggests that the information on people who come into hospitals or emergency rooms being treated for food poisoning. What's the name of the restaurant? So the name of the restaurant gets on your record, and somehow or other it can be, or even, apparently, Kenny, this tracks things and phrases pretty much like the NSA does. So if you've been to a restaurant and you got sick and you're twittering, my tummy hurts, I got a stomach ache, I'm throwing up, I need Pepto. It can track all of that stuff as well.
It's just dependent though on you being
your
sick,
reporting.
But not so sick that you can't hop onto Twitter and let everybody know that you're sick.
Yeah, is that sick in and of itself?
It seems to me
with that terminology being used.
It's borderline obsession, addiction.
Yeah. Well, we have that sometimes with relationships, so why not have it?
My two favorite things. Obsession and addiction.
Really? Would you like to let us know a little more about that?
Nope.
Oh. Thank you very much. Yeah, maybe you'd like to bring us up to date. The important stories of the day. This is a story that you will not probably hear discussed anywhere else. You'll hear a lot of talk today about murder and mayhem, which I am staying completely away from.
Why is it every Monday, by the way?
Yeah, it's all about
mayhem. It's like people go out and just get crazy on the weekends, I think.
Yeah, I'm not doing any of that stuff. I am going to admonish American Airlines, though.
Please.
Excuse me. I fly American this week. I gotta
something
go
special in the sky.
Well, nothing special. That was the old commercial. Something, we're American Airlines. Something special in the air. And I remember, and people say to me, so why do you fly American then if you don't like them? Because
upgrade.
I have, right, exactly. I get to sit up front. I'm almost a 2 million miler with American, so there's something to be said for that. But boy, do they not get it. And here's a perfect example. And these things, these stories never cease to amaze me.
Is that a double negative?
It never ceases to amaze me? No, I guess that's an okay. Large companies, mostly airlines, say the new ads for the new American will put you first. And they have big U's on the screen. Okay, well, then you chew on this. You tell me whether you think that American put Sue Ogle and her husband, who paid $1,200 a piece to fly on American from Orange County to Toledo.
How much?
$1,200 a piece. All right. So
California to Ohio.
Yeah. Well, they got to go fly a puddle jumper from Chicago to Toledo, and that's how they grab
it. Yeah, it's at least 800 right there.
Right.
Goodness.
So anyway, they have her father's 93 years old. His health is declining, so she goes to see him in Toledo. And they went to Toledo last week, and her father had a heart attack, which was almost fatal. And so she had to rearrange their return flight. And once they found out that it wasn't going to be the end of him, and then they went and said, okay, we have to change this from today to tomorrow. How do we do that? Well, this basically was changing the flight from Toledo to Chicago because they had planned an overnight in Chicago anyway. So they were going to just move so that they were going from Toledo to Chicago the same day they were actually going back. So what does American say? In an uncompassionate way, says Ms. Ogle, they told the agent of the heart attack and how unsure they were that he was even going to make it. She said the rep couldn't have been colder. So for a one-hour change, American was happy to charge this couple $700 a piece.
Oh, my goodness.
$700 a piece. They paid it.
Wow.
They were furious, and it got into, obviously, the news cycle, because I saw this story in the L.A. Times. You understand that they do have a compassion fare. I think, Kenny, you and I were talking about this earlier. But some people abuse it, or was it all of us talking about this, Jennifer, because I told you a little about this story off the air. Mm-hmm. A spokesperson for the airline said the special fare is applicable only when requested when you leave. So if they had requested it, if they'd have just known their father was going to have a heart attack,
it would have been fine.
It would have been fine.
Right.
But they didn't.
You know those heart attacks give you plenty of warning coming along.
Yeah. These heart attacks give you an economic heart attack.
Right.
So anyway, they went right up the flagpole. They try to talk to, first of all, you're in a city like Toledo. There's probably one guy that represents the airline.
Holy
and
Toledo.
He's probably going to be a nudnik. So you go find a supervisor and they don't care. Call a reservation supervisor. They don't care. These are the rules. These are the requirements. This is it. When I look at this, and I've felt this myself, their ice-cold behavior, astonishing, the fact that this guy is on a plane a couple, three times a month, uses American exclusively. This woman goes to see her father at least once a month. So they're spending this kind of dough. But they don't care. And so maybe you keep that in mind when you book. My children won't go on American unless I pay for the flight. Megan despises American, and so does Brendan. They will not set foot on an American plane. They'd rather go Virgin. They go back and forth across the country. That's their most frequent trip to New York or Boston, so they go on Virgin. A lot of people like JetBlue. I'm not crazy about JetBlue. But again, as Jennifer just said, the
I
only
like
reason,
it. Again, I think younger people like JetBlue and Virgin because they do. It's easy. You have video monitors in every seat. I mean, it's just it's one of those things where it's you feel like you're getting a new nice luxury plane when you get on.
Well, America now is touting its new fleet of planes, which happens to include 250 crap can Airbuses that they bought because Boeing. I told you that story, right? Here's another crazy. This is like American. I'm not talking about American Airlines now. Just in America, we are just so crazy about looking at the big picture. Mm-hmm. The story last, was it 2 years, maybe 3 years ago now, when American says, we got to update our fleet. They got all those MD-80s, and they burn a lot of fuel, and most of them are 25, 30 years old, so we better get rid of them. They had 450 of them. So they had to get rid of them, and they went to Boeing and said, we need to buy 450 new medium-range planes. Your 737, we already have 140 of them. We want to buy 400 more of them.
Yikes.
Wow, that'd be pretty, you'd be pretty excited about that, right? It happens at the time the Boeing plant was on strike. The workers were striking. And so Americans said to the union, hey, guys, we got to get back to work. And they were striking because they opened a new plant in a right-to-work state, and some people didn't have to be unionized. The guys in Everett, Washington didn't like it, so they went on strike. So, meanwhile, American says, we need 400 and some odd planes. Can you guys deliver over the next 4.5, 5 years? And it takes about 38 days, 34 to 38 days to build one of these planes. And they run them off they build, I think they're able to put out 24 a month or something like that. So, okay, you put that in your schedule, and you got a bunch of other planes. They had already had like 1,000 737s on order, so they got to slot them in. And the union says, no, we're not sure when we're going to go back to work. But the president of Boeing says, look, we got a chance at an order for over 400 planes if you guys go back to work. Do you know how much more work that's going to be? More people hired? More union? Nope. We're on strike. It's a principle of the thing for us. So what American do? Cut the order in half. So Boeing now gets 200 planes, and they can deliver them when they will, because Airbus said they can deliver them starting in 2.5 to 3 years, and the first ones come online this fall. They have 30 or 40 of them, Airbuses, that are coming online this fall. And how much are they? Well, you can buy three Airbuses for the cost of two Boeing planes, but still American wanted to buy, keep an all Boeing fleet, and the union says, nah, we're not going to do that. So you see what I'm talking about? How crazy the mentality is. We still have this thing in America, this entitlement thing, and so when you don't, these people are in business, and they needed to clean up their act, so they said, okay, you guys can't build the planes for us. We came to you first, remember that? So they go to Airbus. And they have, all these planes and all this money going overseas. It's crazy. 20 after the hour and good day.
Baa baa black sheep, have you any wool? No, sir, no, sir. Some nincompoop with pantyhose pulled over his face stole all my wool sweaters and gaming system. Luckily, the Geico Insurance Agency recently helped me with renter's insurance. Everything stolen was replaced, and the little boy who lives down the lane was caught trying to sell it online. Call Geico and see how easy it is to switch and save on renter's insurance.
It's not enough to just build it for real.
Yeah, I mean, before we start, we design it, test it, and redesign it virtually.
Yeah, it's just not a go until everything is absolutely ready.
Whether it's launching a rocket into space or new products to market.
2-1.
Siemens Industry Software is behind it from the ground up. Somewhere in America, an innovative company is defying the impossible. Siemens Answers. Visit Siemens.com/answers.
There is a false sense of security that the greatest economic crash since the Great Depression is over. But unemployment is still at a 20-year high, and until Americans are working again, the economy has not recovered. What is the smartest investment you can make? It's food. Having a supply of eFoods Direct 25-year shelf life food is your best investment for the troubled times today and the future. For 32 years, the folks at eFoods Direct have helped thousands take the trouble out of troubled times. So to celebrate our 32-year anniversary, get the best insurance possible with a special special one-time offer. A two-month food supply for only $320 and free shipping. That's 352 servings of our newest and most popular award-winning recipes at less than a dollar per serving. The 25-year shelf life allows you to lock your food cost against inflation. Call 800-409-5633 or go to efoodsdirect.com/Alex. The two-month supply is only available for a limited time. Call 800-409-5633 or go to efoodsdirect.com/Alex.
Are you ready to fight back? Fight back against the army of spies, scammers, and government wonks that are hell-bent on stealing your information? Let me ask you one question. What are you doing right now to protect your privacy? Learn how to take your identity off the grid and even disappear forever with this weird trick at privacyradio.com. I'll show you how to protect yourself and your family from big government and big business in just 10 easy steps. Go to privacyradio.com to learn more.
If you want to approach companies with your invention, the first step is to secure your patent rights. We are Russ Weinzimmer & Associates, a national law firm dedicated to helping you get strong protection for your invention. Already selling a product based on your invention? There may still be time to lock in your rights. Just call us at 800-621-3654 for your confidential free consultation. Or visit strategicpatentlaw.com. That's strategicpatentlaw.com.
She's the queen of cheap, the diva of dumpster dive. It's Roberta Fessinelli.
The supermarket, the queen of cheap, is Roberta Fessinelli. I've never heard that song.
I know. I only hear the little.
I've never heard it.
Yeah.
We'd play it a little bit so that we'd hear what the rest of the song is all about. It's typical Bruce stuff. Really good, solid rock, pop rock. So anyway, that brings us around to the Queen of Cheap's performance, which is always solid as a rock as well.
Oh, yes. Maybe I'll make the cover of Rolling Stone the way Bruce did
this
week.
It would be very cool if you did that.
He's the best live act in rock and roll out there right now.
Is that on the cover of Rolling Stone this week?
Cover of Rolling Stone this week,
wow.
Yep.
Hey, they replaced the guy who was the Boston Bomber with the boss.
With the boss. They only do B-words, Boston Bomber, boss.
Yeah.
They redeemed themselves, yes.
For all those Queen of Cheap listeners, it's your payoff. Here's Roberta with today's deals.
Okay, let's start with what's happening on August 25th. This is a heads up. It's one more of those free entrance days to over 100 of our national parks.
Ooh.
This is great if you're still on vacation with the kids. You don't take everybody to the national parks. Absolutely free. They're an absolute treasure, and you should go there. So August 25th, free entrance. We've also got men's steel, tungsten, and titanium rings for only 1 cent and up. The and up go up to 15 bucks or so. That's the titanium rings. The steel ones are only a penny. These are at Amazon, and these are really great as replacement wedding bands. So let's say
your husband keeps losing his.
Exactly, leaving it in motel rooms.
Get a bag full of them.
Really good if your husband works, with his hands a lot, or works in some sort of job where he's doing manual labor. Get him the stainless steel one. You don't have to worry about him losing the gold one. Anyway, who needs gold when you have stainless and tungsten and all that?
Yeah.
Amazon Prime, if you are going to pay for your subscription, because you can get free ones if you're a mom or if you're a student, you can get free six-month Amazon Prime subscriptions. But if you're going to get a full-fledged one, you can get a free trial for a month and a $10 gift card with your paid subscription. And you can use that $10 gift card on anything at all at Amazon.com. And Plink, that's another one of those shopping sites, those discount shopping sites, Plink. They will give you a $10 gift card when you sign up and make a $5 purchase at Dollar General. So that's pretty good. You probably go to Dollar General, buy something you need anyway for $5, sign up for Plink, and get a $10 gift card in return. So some really good deals here at the Queen of Sheep. Check out the other stuff, too. There's a lot of other ways there to save money and to save time and to save your mind while you're at it.
Perfect,
all at
Roberta.
The Queen of Sheep at Tech7.com.
From the woman who's out of her mind, Roberta Fasanelli, with Jennifer Horner, reports on television the next half hour. What are some of the big stories there, Jen?
Ooh, a really weird new show based on The Wizard of Oz that I'm going to tell you about, but it's got a twist. Also, the Teen Choice Awards. I'll have the winners for you and some Alec Baldwin news.
All right, let's Jay Leno's final night.
Yeah.
Goes to the Today Show. Mm-hmm. And I want to dig around more. I got a couple of different places to go with the Time Warner cable battle in CBS, which doesn't seem to be getting solved, right?
It's not getting solved. But they did go back to negotiations. I think they'll start up again this week. So they're talking again.
Anyway, so we'll talk. We have a couple of excerpts from that argument or conversation coming up next here on Good Day.
Hi, I'm Warren Eckstein with the Pet Show Tip of the Day. If you suffer from allergies and are considering a first-time pet, there are some breeds of dogs and cats that are less apt to irritate allergies. Among the dog breeds, there are poodles, terriers, Portuguese water dogs, Irish water spaniels, and American water spaniels. They have hair versus fur. Among the less hypoallergenic cats, the Rex and many of the short hair breeds tends to give less problems with people with allergies. You know, recently, a study at the University of Wisconsin in Madison found that children who spend the first year of their lives with a dog have a marked reduction in allergy risk. The study team believes that dogs somehow pump up the child's immune system. But if you already have a pet and someone in your home lives with allergies, what I recommend you do is use a vacuum cleaner on a daily basis with a HEPA filter. Wash your bedding on a pretty consistent basis. And instead of carpet, wood floors or tile goes a long way. Also, if you keep your dog or cat on a good diet and is less dander and less shedding, obviously allergies are going to be better. So, no excuse not to have a dog or cat. You can have allergies and a best friend at the same time. I'll more next time.
I'm Warren Eckstein. 20 years ago, I developed my Hugs and Kisses supplements for both dogs and cats to solve the number one pet problem, shedding. Using the finest ingredients made only in the USA, my Hugs and Kisses supplement with lecithin reduces shedding and promotes healthy skin and a full shiny coat. But don't take my word for it. Just listen to what my listeners say about Hugs and Kisses.
I just want to tell you how much we love the Hugs and Kisses, and our doggy Shotzi loves them, and her coat is so smooth. I have told more people because they asked me, wow, her coat is just beautiful.
Imagine, no more shedding, itching, or scratching. My Hugs and Kisses supplements come with a 30-day guarantee and a 20-year track record. When your name is on the label, your reputation is on the line. Order today at thepetshow.com or call 1-800-430-4847. That's 1-800-430-4847, 1-800-430-HUGS, and log on to thepetshow.com.
America's number one source for independent talk radio for over a decade. We are the GCN Radio Network.
American gardeners and fellow patriots, make the right choice with your money, time, and your family food supply. Choose 100% pure heirloom seeds in the Survival Seed Vault from MyPatriotSupply.com. Why spend more? The Survival Seed Vault from MyPatriotSupply.com is only $37.95 and includes 20 varieties of pure, hardy, easy-to-grow heirloom seeds. Yes, only $37.95. That's 70% less than our competitors. You could buy 3 Survival Seed Vaults for less than one of theirs. The Survival Seed Vault from MyPatriotSupply.com includes detailed planting and seed saving instructions and ships same day. Plus, all orders over $49 ship free. MyPatriotSupply.com is American owned by patriots like you, passionate about freedom and preparedness. Call now, 866-229-0927. That's 866-229-0927. Or discover more emergency preparedness items when you order at MyPatriotSupply.com. Choose the original. Choose the Survival Seed Vault at MyPatriotSupply.com.
For over 5 years, you've been hearing about the Berkey guy, so you may know a few things about him. For example, you are well aware of the superior quality and effectiveness of Berkey water filters and accessories. But did you know the Berkeys have had independent lab tests done to prove just how effective they are? It's true, and he can email you the test results. Just visit GoBerkey.com. You may also know that the Berkey guy has helped tens of thousands of people get better prepared. Now here's something you may not know. GoBerkey.com has amazing specials and deals all the time on a wide variety of survival and preparedness products. Most ready to ship same day. Visit the Berkey guy at GoBerkey.com. And be sure to click the red Products on Sale Now button. You can always call toll-free 877-886-3653. Again, that's 877-886-3653. GoBerkey.com, home of the Berkey guy.
Positive results from satisfied customers of Heart and Body Extract continue to pour into our website, hbextract.com.
This is Al from New Jersey. One day I saw your ad for Heart and Body Extract, and it mentioned that it would help me with angina, so I decided to order. I fear I had nothing to lose.
Heart and Body Extract supplies your body with everything it needs to balance itself and maintain optimal heart and circulatory health with no negative side effects.
I took the formula 3 times a day as directed, and I kid you not, within 4 days, my angina pain was completely gone.
Order HB Extract by calling 866-295-5305 or online at hbextract.com. That's 866-295-5305 or hbextract.com.
I could not believe it actually stopped the pain. Heart and Body Extract actually works. This is just an amazing product. Even the numbness in my hands is completely gone.
Heart and Body Extract for a long and healthy life.
Concerned in most respects. Hopefully you will agree things are going well, and hopefully we can... Did I use hopefully twice the same sentence? I guess
yes.
I'm full of hope. I'm hoping.
You are hoping, and hoping some more.
I'm hoping that some people can understand about their mistakes. Dale Carnegie. You know how I love Dale Carnegie.
Yes.
I love
his wisdom. He
has
a great deli in New York City. The Dale Carnegie Deli.
I'm sure that Roberta goes there frequently. In fact, whatever happened to the Carnegie Deli? Are they still
there? Oh, it's still there. In fact, they opened up one in Las Vegas at the Mirage.
Oh, really?
They did.
Huh? I don't know that.
Yeah, the bagels aren't the
same. I'll give you a report next week.
All right, thank you.
Oh, yeah,
Kenny's
good job,
Ken. Kenny will be gone next week. Jen will be around a little bit. Roberta, you better be here.
Yeah, Roberta, next we're counting on you all next week.
I'll be here next week.
All right, that's
you're in
good.
Charge.
Everybody, like the middle of August, end of August for Labor Day. Can you imagine we're tired?
Here,
last night.
It's almost Christmas.
Last night, Amanda and I were looking. We were at the store, and we were busy up until dark last night. People coming in to get ice cream. And it wasn't, it was just, now it's become a thing. People bring their children on weekend night, especially Sunday night. They come and they walk around the farm, and they can sit and eat their ice cream and do that sort of thing. And there was a, in mid-May, as a matter of fact, it was about this time, 10th, 12th of May, Meredith took it upon herself to buy a whole, just a tremendous number of flowers and planted them out front and changed the look of the front of the store. And last night, Amanda said to me, look at these flowers. And I'd sort of been thinking about them, but they have grown and spread, excuse me, and they're just beautiful. But I said, I looked at her, I said, do you realize that she did this 3 months ago? 3 months ago. It seems like, honestly, as corny as it sounds, yesterday when that was done. I mean, it even seems like when I drove her back from Florida, that's like yesterday. The flat tire on the interstate was yesterday. And it's just incredible when you consider that we are in the 12th of August. I find it, I don't know what I'm troubled by the fact that the You know, I love the time of the farm when it's really great, and we have some great crops thanks to all the rain in June. But when you consider how quickly things are changing, and that sort of brings me back around to the Dale Carnegie thing. If you are wrong, admit it quickly and emphatically. Admitting your mistakes is what Carnegie suggests, or at least that's on the mind of some people. For some reason, human beings want to be right. I guess that's a standard we all want to be, but you can't all be right all the time. Nobody bats 1,000 in that department. Would you consider, and I don't know right and wrong, you know how the guys that make all the money hitting 300, so that's 3 out of 10? I think you got to do better than that. And maybe part of it comes from your thinking about the mistakes that you make. Maybe that has value because... I'm thinking about the people who are your age, Jennifer, and perhaps younger, who are 80 million strong. And they put a high value on authenticity. That is, being true. And that comes from advertising. A lot of people are really checking out claims that are made by advertisers.
Well, we know that you can't just trust what people tell you anymore, sadly.
Right.
I mean, there was a generation of people, I think, maybe my grandmother's generation, who just said, oh, if the government tells us this, it must be true, blah, blah, blah. Yeah. And now, you know, and that's too bad that we can't do that. But I think this generation is a little more aware about how people try to sell you a bill of goods a lot of times, whoever that might be.
Right. Yep. But if you're wrong, and we all are, don't waste an opportunity to be real, to be authentic, apologetic, humble pie, whatever it is that you want to, whatever you want to say. If you're wrong about something, then let's speak to it and move on. I think, I don't know whether this applies or not. Oprah Winfrey.
Now you can't even say it. See?
We don't have to say Winfrey anyway, right? Because everybody knows,
Oprah.
When you say Oprah, you're talking about Oprah. She encountered racism during a recent trip to Switzerland. She went over to Tina Turner's wedding. Was that a couple of weeks ago?
Yep.
She apparently went into a store in Zurich, and there was an extraordinarily expensive handbag, a $40,000 handbag. It was in the Trois Pommes. Apparently, that's a ritzy store.
$40,000.
Right. And she was told they wouldn't get it out for her because she was obviously not able to pay for it. Obviously, because she's black and nobody knew who she was. So, can you get...
Big mistake! First of all, if I'm paying $40,000 for a handbag, it better have wheels and a souped-up engine. I better be able to fit inside of it.
There's two concepts here that are hard to grasp. One of them is that somebody would actually consider spending $40,000 for a handbag.
Yeah, I'd have to get a loan for it.
The other one was...
Who makes this thing?
...that they would be stupid enough to say to somebody, well, you're black, therefore you can't... You couldn't possibly pay for it, so we're not going to get it out.
Well, the other thing I find surprising is that there are still places where they don't know who Oprah is.
Oprah is, yeah.
Right?
Right. Yep.
She wasn't wearing her normal stuff.
Yeah. Here's the latest on that sink. What is the normal stuff? What does that mean? She has
normal
face.
Stuff. She wears wigs and stuff, Oprah. You know, so maybe she didn't look like she looks on TV.
If somebody says, I would like to look at that $40,000 handbag, I think you show it to them. If you're going to make a $40,000 sale, you arrogant SOB.
Is it a Hermé Birkin bag, maybe?
Who knows?
A Birkin.
I don't know.
No, it was something I hadn't even heard of, actually, Roberta. It was some weird name, I think.
All right, here's the latest on the sinkhole in Florida, Claremont, Florida. A sinkhole caused a section of this community to collapse early this morning. The villa around it sinking. What is it with these sinkholes in Florida?
I know.
30% of the three-story structure collapsed about 3 o'clock this morning. Lake County Fire Rescue Chief says that this is at the Summer Bay Resort. Anybody know? I think we have listeners in that area. What do you know I'm looking at a picture.
Don't go swimming in the pool.
But isn't most of Florida just built on swampland anyway? Yeah. It's all reclaimed land. So every so once in a while, you know, the land reclaims itself.
Yeah, I mean, this is 5 months after the other one killed this guy that was in his bed, right? Went right down into
the... Yeah, just sucked it right in.
And then now this sinkhole is like 50 feet in diameter. And it's getting deeper, apparently, as the sun came up this morning. There were 24 units in this home, and they're all going down the hole. The police not only evacuated this villa, but one that's nearby that's similar to it. You know how they build them in Florida, especially. They, you know, it's like sort of a apartment complex. And geology, you're right, in Florida, sitting on limestone, easily dissolves in water. There's a layer of clay on top of it. The clay is thicker in some locations than others. So that makes for sinkholes. Sinkhole City. I'd like to be... I'm looking at... It looks like, again, a typical Florida dwelling. But it's sinking into this hole.
Wow.
I didn't talk about scary.
Woo!
That is scary. Somebody sent me an email to sort of back up... Roberta, we were talking, it was the last half hour talking about American, right? Yeah, it was the
American Airlines, yep.
Yeah, okay. So here's something for you, Jennifer.
Yes.
This listener says the thing about American, what we were talking about, made her think about health insurer Aetna in California. Apparently, they announced last month they will terminate all individual insurance policies in California at the end of the year, leaving a lot of people high and dry.
Oh, waiting for Obamacare to kick in, right?
Well, the insurance exchange opened in California, right?
Mm-hmm.
And it is part of the Affordable Care Act, intending to provide coverage to people who aren't insured. And apparently, you're all the companies that are writing in California have to give a certain amount of a certain percentage to cover these people, and they have to do it for the price that the state says you got to do it for. And Aetna says, no, we're not going to do that.
They
must be losing a lot of money, or they figure they will, because they're opting out of not writing any more business in the state of California.
And I have a feeling they make a lot of money on individual plans, because for a while, when we didn't have health insurance at my job, I would get an individual plan. And, you know, being on the younger side, and they based a lot of that stuff on age, my gosh, was it expensive to just get individual insurance.
Yeah, sure.
So for me, that must mean that they're willing to lose a good chunk of revenue for whatever they think is coming. I don't know. My doctor, I talked to a couple of doctors over the last few months, and I said, so how is everything going to settle out with the Affordable Care Act here? And even the doctors don't know exactly, but they told me, you better be sure you have a PPO. They're like, that's the only advice I can give you. If you want to keep getting good health care, make sure you have a PPO.
Yeah.
And a PPO is?
It's when
a place where you go to pee-pee.
Exactly. A pee-pee hole.
Mm-hmm. Oh. Yeah. All right. So,
Able to choose your own doctor in a
payer,
sense, instead of an HMO, yes.
Okay. Yeah, private payer option, I think that's what it stands for, isn't it? Isn't
that like that, private payer. Yeah. But it allows you to choose your own doctor, where an HMO you have to choose in certain networks.
Right.
All right, Jennifer, in a moment, with an update on the Time Warner versus CBS thing. If you are a Time Warner customer, you probably won't like where it is at the moment. Jay Leno and Alec Baldwin in the news, amongst others, so stay tuned for that. Jen on television in just a moment. Jennifer's on TV! Wow, turn it on!
Look, kid, you're new here. So let me tell you the three keys to a long, happy career. First, high heat gloves, page 2640 of the Grainger catalog. Second, intrinsically safe earmuffs, page 2606. Third, portable eyewash stations, page 2790. Am I the grand poobah of workplace safety? No. Grainger is. They have page after page of safety products. The Grainger catalog in all its forms. Get it? Got it? Good. Call, click Grainger.com, or stop by. Grainger, for the ones who get it done.
No hoodie, no jeans, a few dollars on me, you know.
Cause mom's gonna brush up your way.
Go back to school with Kmart. Get hoodies or denim for $10. And Shop Your Way members get rulers for just 10 cents each with an in-store purchase of $5 or more. Kmart, a new school year starts here. Offer valid through 8/17/13. Exclusions and limits apply. See store for details.
Paul
polls say 2 out of 3 Americans no longer trust government. I think it's more than that. And for very good reasons, by the way. Stalled economy, weakening dollar, and a central bank that doesn't know when to quit printing money, recklessly throwing our children's money at unfixable problems. Who do you trust? Well, your own common sense, for one thing. If you ran your home like the government, spending twice your income, you'd be broke overnight. Will politicians spend us off the fiscal cliff? Well, that's the subject of a fantastic new book, The Great Debasement. I've been telling you about all year, my friend Craig Smith at Swiss America. And I recommend reading this book, as I have, for your children's sake. Call now, 800-289-2646, 800-289-2646, for a free review copy of The Great Debasement, subtitle, The 100-Year Dying of the Dollar and How to Get America's Money Back. Learn from history so we don't repeat it. Discover the key to entering a new golden age instead of a dark age. Call 800-289-2646, 800-289-2646. This is the truth you can trust.
These days, everyone is looking for ways to save money. One idea is to get a free rate quote on your car insurance from GEICO. You could save 15% or more. It's a wonderful way to save money. And after that, if you're still looking for ways to save, here's another handy tip. To save money on clothing, do like me. Just don't wear any. And you'll also save money on dry cleaning.
For a free rate quote, visit GEICO.com to see how much you could save. GEICO, 15 minutes could save you 15% or more on car insurance.
There was 57 channels and right to it now, 13 before the hour, Jennifer Horn, and a number of things that are probably more important in terms of timeliness, Jennifer, than the
yes.
Time Warner CBS cable thing. What is going on?
That'll be going on for a few days. But yeah. Let's see, some of the timely stuff that we can talk about is that NBC announced over the weekend that Jay Leno's last episode of The Tonight Show will take place on February 6th, which is my birthday.
Hey,
it isn't
birthday.
Very shocking because he's going to end his run after or right before the Winter Olympics start. And then after the Winter Olympics, Jimmy Fallon will take over The Tonight Show on Monday, February 24th. And don't forget that will be moving The Tonight Show to New York City. That's kind of the big news, followed then by The Late Night with Seth Meyers show at 12:30 a.m. So it's an extended version.
Is that a New York or a California show?
That's going to be a New York show, too. And what's going to be really crazy is people at NBC, I don't think, thought this out too much, because Jimmy Kimmel now will be the only late night host in Los Angeles, so he will get some of the really big name guests that NBC used to get, you know, because all of their guests are going to be coming from the pool in New York City, so it'll be interesting.
Right, so they're also Letterman, so there's three of these shows now
right.
being produced. So if Arsenio is going to, isn't he starting a late
Arsenio
night show?
Arsenio will most likely do the show out here, so what,
yeah.
once he starts
so
up.
That'll give him some traction.
It'll give him great traction
uh-huh.
because it's, you know, these guests,
and Conan,
location.
It'll give Conan some traction mm-hmm. that he may not have had before.
Right.
It brings us around to thinking about cable, because these cable TV shows are going to do better as a result. That's a pretty interesting reality.
Isn't that smart?
Yeah.
I know. Every right. once in a while. All right. What was
right.
that?
No, I was going to say, why don't you bring us up to date on the cable thing, just in terms of...
Yeah, I'll give you a little quickie. As far as I have heard, there is still no end in sight to the Time Warner CBS disagreement over rates. But I have heard that they are going back to work this week and resuming their talks.
A lot of people don't have all the things that they've been paying for.
Right. I mean, that's the thing. I'm not getting any discount on my cable bill. I'm a Time Warner customer in Los Angeles, and I don't have CBS, and I don't have Showtime, which I pay for. And, you know, I'm even missing KCAL 9, which is the station that shows all the Dodger games locally. So it's kind of a
what do I have? I have cable. I don't even remember. I don't have Time
You would
Warner.
Have Time Warner.
Do I have Time Warner over there?
Yeah.
Really?
Mm-hmm.
All right.
All right. Last night, the Teen Choice Awards took place in Los Angeles. They were hosted by Darren Criss and Lucy Hale from Pretty Little Liars. One Direction was a big winner. Let's see. Selena Gomez, Pitch Perfect, and Glee took home multiple awards. And speaking of Glee, Lea Michele was on hand to accept the award for her Choice TV Actress comedy, and she also thanked the show's fans for their support over since the death of her boyfriend and co-star Corey Monteith. She said, quote, "I promise with your love we're going to get through this together. He was very special to me and also to the world. Whether you knew him personally or just as Finn, Corey reached out and he became part of all of our hearts, and that's where he'll stay forever." So, nice words from her, and she had a hard time getting through it.
Yeah. What a waste of a life. Very
talented guy.
Yeah. All right, Paula Deen apparently is not going to go on Dancing with the Stars.
She turned
oh,
it down.
No! What a
I know.
Oh, it ruined my weekend to learn that.
Were you sad?
Ah. horrified.
Maybe we can just get her to come up to your dairy farm and do a little dance up there.
She could do a little dance. Yeah, the pig jig. 51 past the hour.
After 22 years of nutritional counseling, I've witnessed that a lot of illness can be linked to toxins and deficiencies combined. Improving your liver function and restoring your cells' ability to detoxify is essential to achieving radiant health. Listen to the real-world results of Doug and his wife after taking One World Way.
My name is Doug Guidero. For years, I had an ongoing rash with itching around my eyes. This was due to metal dust particles landing on my face in the workplace. After being on One World Way for 2 weeks, I began to have a severe rash and itching sensation around my eyes. This rash and itching lasted for 5 weeks and is now 100% gone. Additionally, without extra exercise, I've also increased my muscle size, and my wife has lost weight and gained a more attractive figure.
Call 888-988-3325. That's 888-988-3325. 888-988-3325. Or visit oneworldway.com. That's oneworld, W-H-E-Y.com.
There are those curious about bitcoins and those using and making money with bitcoins. What are bitcoins? A bitcoin is the first decentralized currency that can be easily transferred from person to person over the internet. No bank needed. This means lower fees, and accounts can never be frozen, limited, or closed. You are in control of your money. And the best part? You can start earning and making money with bitcoins right away. No computer or expertise is required to earn money with bitcoins, and a growing number of merchants now accept bitcoins. Plus, they're easily exchanged for dollars, euros, and more. Learn more about the easiest, cheapest, most profitable way to enter the Bitcoin market and get paid every 2 weeks by one of the fastest growing Bitcoin miners in the world at cloudhashing.com. Just like it sounds, cloudhashing.com. That's cloudhashing.com. We mine your business.
Here on the Good Day program to overview some of the important medical knowledge that he has gleaned. A lot of people are talking about President Bush, former President Bush the Younger, who was hospitalized for a blocked heart artery. You're a cardiologist, Dr. Ken. What did you think when you learned whatever inside information you have?
Well, this is a bit of an odd story among cardiologists because former President George W. Bush received a stent to open a clogged artery. He joins 1 million other American adults who have the procedure each year. Doug, his annual physical included a stress test, and the electrocardiogram changes during the stress test prompted a CT angiogram, which we do in our office also, which confirmed the blockage that required opening. But what's a little strange about this story is just in May, he did over a 50-mile bike ride. The former president did not experience, according to the report, symptoms of shortness of breath or chest pain, but the stent was necessary, according to his aides. And cardiologists today don't stent unless you're having symptoms or unless you're having a heart attack, which usually causes symptoms. So it's a little bit unusual here, and it's not clear what actually happened.
So what would you, under the circumstances, have thought that his doctor wasn't doing a good job? It kind of reminds me of what Richie went through with his annual physical.
Well, I don't want to second guess anybody because I've been there. I think we probably just don't know all the details. Today, as cardiologists, by current standards, we don't stent unless you're having symptoms of inadequate blood flow, like chest pain, shortness of breath, palpitations, unexplained fatigue, or you're having a heart attack. And he, according to all the reports, was having neither. So it's a little hard to put all this together, but I think in time we'll know what's going on.
He was a smoker, and fairly heavy smoker when he was younger, I think, wasn't he?
He was, but we do know recently his blood pressure, his cholesterol, his blood sugar were all fine. Obviously, he was under a lot of stress. That does create issues. And I don't know about his genetics, but it does prove that you can have limited risk factors and still have this problem.
All right, let's talk about sugar and soda. There are a lot of stories all the time about what we know to be public enemy number one, high blood sugar connected to dementia. And is that, if you have dementia, I mean, Alzheimer's is right there too. So are both of these things possible if you have too much sugar in your blood?
Well, yes. The high rates of soda consumption have been linked with numerous health problems, including weight gain, poor dental health, diabetes, and cardiovascular disease, Doug, which can ultimately lead to heart attack, stroke, and premature death. The real news this week is out of the New England Journal of Medicine that higher blood sugar levels, even those well short of diabetes, seem to raise the risk of developing dementia. This suggests a novel way to try to prevent Alzheimer's disease. That's by keeping blood sugar levels at healthy levels. Exercise and controlling blood pressure, blood sugar, and cholesterol. These are viable ways to delay or prevent dementia.
Stay away from refined sugars. But that's hard to do because they're in pretty much everything, right? Or
absolutely.
That fructose, the corn syrup, that's even worse under the circumstances. All right, there's a new procedure that could reduce your risk of getting a stroke.
Doug, a heart procedure may be an effective alternative for treating the leading cause of strokes in America. This is an abnormal heart rhythm called atrial fibrillation. Those with atrial fibrillation will undergo the catheter ablation procedure, fare better than those on medications alone. And this was a 3-year study. Ablation patients have about as many strokes as the general population without atrial fibrillation, while people on just medications have about twice as many.
Dr. Ken, brought to you by the folks who present PT9 as a way to supplement the health of your prostate. Why is this so good for men and for women, actually, Ken?
Okay, questions for you guys. What happens when you don't sleep? You become groggy, snappy, tired. Interrupted sleep can even contribute to weight gain and lowered immune system.
And even it makes the person you're sleeping with this angry, grumpy,
absolutely
crazy as well.
But yeah. If you're not sleeping well because of your prostate, then listen up. PT9 is the new prostate formula from Chamonix, and it's revolution in every way. Unlike other products on the market, PT9 contains clinical concentrations of powerful natural ingredients that help with the prostate and all its annoying symptoms and help maintain healthy testosterone levels. That's a true home run for your health and your love life. That means less waking up at night, less running to the nearest men's room all day, better mood, better sleep, and better intimacy.
All right, so you want all of those things. These fantastic ingredients that will take care of annoying prostate issues are available in PT9 by calling 800-811-6931. Follow Dr. Ken's advice. Become a customer for PT9, 800-811-6931. 90-day money-back guarantee and a free gift when you call 800-811-6931 for PT9.
My back is out again.
Hi, Dr. Ortman with Wellspring Spinal Care. If you're experiencing neck, mid, or lower back pain, this information is for you. One of the complaints that I hear is patients receive their typical adjustment, only having to repeat them as the pain returns. Putting the bones back in place is only half of the battle. At Wellspring Spinal Care, we have the entire solution. We use the NUCA approach, utilizing three-dimensional x-rays and gentle touch technology to deliver specific correction. We then design a custom nutritional supplement program which provides essential nutrients targeting the areas of concern. With a NUCA approach and proper nutrition, you'll be on your way to a faster and more permanent recovery. To get you on the road to wellness, visit drortman.com. That's drortman.com. Or call us today, 952-303-9124. That's 952-303-9124. Wellspring Spinal Care, chiropractic done right.